We might need to rethink the term Big Three when it comes to automakers Ford, GM, and Chrysler, because for the first time, Tesla, the Silicon Valley electric car maker, has exceeded Ford Motor Company in market value. We're joined now by Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
So what happened here? How did Tesla do that?
Well, Tesla sales of electric cars, while relatively modest, have been skyrocketing. We love to use the rocket analogy when we're talking about the
CEO, Elon Musk. Right.
Yes, exactly. And this is despite gasoline prices sinking and demand for other electric vehicles made by their competitors not going so well.
And when we talk about the fact that they are still selling a lot fewer cars than their competitors, GM and Ford, I mean, what are we talking about there? I see that Tesla's sales during a period was just 4,000, while General Motors sold 256,000 vehicles in the U.S. This is for last month.
This is true, but on Sunday, the company said its global sales rose 69% in the first quarter, and that puts it on path to meet its goal of 50,000 deliveries in the first half. Yes, that's not the kind of numbers we're talking about with the Big Three, but hey, they got the Big Mo.
So and this is just Wall Street investors saying, hey, we think that Tesla's got a better future than these other companies.
Well, that's it. And beyond that, I think that there's a broader trend that is worth looking at here. And that is, you know, a changing of the guard that reflects the belief that the internal combustion engine is going to be replaced by electric motors. And beyond that, investors are making the bet that Tesla is going to reshape transportation, not just with these electrical vehicles, but with cars that drive themselves, that they've got a head start in that department.
Well, it's also ironic that this news about Tesla surpassing Ford in market value comes just weeks after the big automakers got the Trump administration to back off on raising emissions standards that the Obama administration had wanted to do. And the Trump administration said, we're going to review this and we'll see, and perhaps we will roll them back.
That's right. The EPA announced that it's going to work with the Transportation Department to reassess the standards that require automakers to sell vehicles averaging 54.5 miles per gallon by the year 2025. And you also have President Trump, who went and spoke to auto workers in Michigan, proclaiming that this move was a victory for the industry and would preserve American jobs. But the investors, again, appear to feel like, well, that the real trend is towards going electric, and now Tesla has a vehicle that can go on a single charge from New York to Washington, D.C. They're just getting better.
And are the big, you know, traditional automakers still moving in that direction? Do they want to compete with electric cars?
They do. They do. They're definitely in the game. They've got large R&D departments on that. At the same time, they're trying to steady and increase the volume of sales on their existing gas-powered products. You know, the Cadillac brand from GM, you know, they're increasing their sales overseas because there's an eager demand in places like China.
Right.
That's where they've sold more in there than they did in the United States in January.
And they're still talking a lot about SUVs and truck sales being very good right now. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal, thanks as always.
Thank you.